We've made it the final round of the NRL 2020 season. Liam and MG here for the final time in the regular season, MG. It is our preview podcast. Can you believe we're here?
Oh, that went so quick. to answer your first question, no, I don't. I can't believe we're here because I didn't think we'd get this far through the current crisis we face, but somehow we have, and I'm glad we have.
We tip our caps for a final time to the power brokers at the NRL who have managed to make this season happen amidst everything that been going through.
Hear, hear.
Now, listen up. For everybody out there still tipping, who's at the pointy end of their tipping competition, you need to pay attention today because this man produces nothing but rolled gold winners. And
this round is so hard.
So hard, tricky.
This is harder to pick than a broken nose. And let me tell you, I've got a broken nose.
All right, let's get stuck in. So many curveballs to manage here. Thursday night footy kicks off after our show at 6 o'clock. The Broncos taking on the Cowboys. Straight into NRL primetime after we finish at 7 o'clock. Dan Ganane, yourself, and Wendell Saylor for this one. This is the tester game, or the rules testing game, where the NRL is trialling out a couple of new rules. But looking at it, MG, are you leaning one way or the other? Is the Broncos set to, are they attempting to avoid their first ever wooden spoon?
Yeah, look, I think I'm leaning towards a Broncos win. I think they've showed enough in the last couple of weeks, at least with Tony Staggs in their team, to say that they've got points in them. Mm. On the other hand, I look at the Cowboys and they're just, no, I don't see many points at all in the Cowboys. They're very, very much devoid of any type of crossing the white line. So, look, I think Broncos will be also having that extra bonus of not wanting to be that team that was the first in their history to get the wooden spoon. Mm. That'll have to play some part, and I think they'll get the job done, especially at Suncorp.
And Katoni Staggs, as you mentioned, playing 5'8", so yeah, it'd be interesting
that's
to see.
That's what I like to see, him getting the ball as many times as he can and just try stuff. He'll get man of the match.
Oh, there you go. Katoni Staggs, man of the match performance. MG's tipping the Broncos to knock off the Cowboys. Righto, Friday night.
Oh, my goodness. Every game, I'll just look quickly at the round, and every game could go either way.
Now, this is listed on my piece of paper as the Sex Change Cup. The Gold Coast Titans taking on the Newcastle Knights. Anthony Maroon, for those unaware, made an outlandish statement that if the Titans won 5 in a row, he'd get himself a sex change. Now, the Titans have won 4 in a row.
No, I'm praying they win 5. I'm praying.
They take on the Knights. Cibus Super Stadium, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Maroon is calling this as well, which is fantastic, along your side yourself, MG, and Ryan Girdler. The Titans are alongside the Panthers, the most informed team in the competition, although the Knights did bounce back with a really strong win over the Dragons last weekend.
Yeah, but the Knights have been doing that in their last 5 games. They've won, lost, won, lost, won, lost, won, and now I think they'll lose against the Titans. I think the two things are going to happen, that the Titans will just miss out on making the 8 remarkably, and our own Anthony Maroon will be in for an 8 o'clock appointment with a doctor on Monday to get some things changed, some bibs and bobs.
Oh, dear. Good luck to him. Oh, you're going with the Titans. I like it.
I'm going with the Titans.
I appreciate it, too. The 2021 Premiers Gold Coast Titans. Friday night, second game. Rabbitohs Roosters. What an amazing game to get to finish the final regular season with. Rivalry that exists between these two teams. Now, look, the Rabbitohs, outside from Jaden Sewer, who is suspended, Rabbitohs go into this pretty much full strength. Roosters, on the other hand, with some chopping and changing. They're resting 3, Isaac Liu, Joey Manu and Lindsay Collins, but they bring in a fair bit of strike power. Boyd Cordner comes back in, Jake Friend, James Tedesco and Taki Aho all back into the side.
Yeah, well, for that reason, the Roosters. I you mentioned Jaden Sewer is the only, but he is the only. He's the aggression barometer for the South Sydney team. And when he hits someone and when he leads from that edge, the whole team seemed to lift, and I think them inclusions for the Roosters lean me towards picking them as a victor.
I will say this, MG, the Rabbitohs do have more to fight for here than the Roosters. The Roosters' spot is cemented, essentially. They'll finish 3rd and take on the Storm first week of finals. The Rabbitohs can fight for a home final, though. They can avoid a road trip to to McDonald Jones Stadium and keep it in Sydney if they do win.
Yeah, well, if things go their way, and the Titans do beat the Knights, as I've predicted, then the destiny's in their own hands. If they boot the Roosters in the game after on Friday night, well, they do get a home semi. So that's a very good point you make, and it's something that South will probably be, they'll know a lot obviously they've been looking at this all week and saying, okay, this is our scenarios, and what a scenario it is. Home semi or go to Newcastle. I wouldn't want to be playing the first semi in Newcastle.
No way. Geez, that'd be a double kick in the guts for Anthony Maroon if the Titans got up. And then his Rabbitohs go down. Right, we roll into Saturday, and this is just where you kick back on the couch or in the backyard while you're mowing the lawn, whatever it is you're doing, and you turn it on to Triple M and you stay here. Dead Set Legends, Gus, Jude, Wendell from 10 through to midday. Then we jump into the Saturday scrum with the regular three, Tony Squires, Emma Lawrence and Ryan Girdler. And I love the rotating chair, and I love it even more this Saturday because you jump into it, MG.
Looking forward to it. Yes, lots to talk about. I suppose we'll surmise the Thursday and two Friday games, which will be, I think, epic, and we'll be having lots of discussion points. But and then we'll have kind of one eye on the final series as well. Which this game, look, it has some relevance because the Bulldogs are trying to stay off the bottom of the ladder, and if the Broncos win Thursday night, the pressure's back on them to beat the Panthers. But
hugely. Bulldogs, Panthers, 3 o'clock, Maroon, Sterlo, Gerd's calling this one. The Panthers also, Ivan Cleary taking the opportunity to rest some. Dylan Edwards, Stephen Crichton and Billy Kickout all getting a rest. And the Dogs looking to do what they have done over the last couple of years, which is play spoiler at the end of the season. They want to try and stave off another wooden spoon as well.
Yeah, of course they do. And what they did last week against the Rabbitohs proves that they can do that against any team. Mm. And the Panthers will be wary of that. And they'll be ready for the ambush that the Bulldogs will bring them. In that game against the Rabbitohs, which they prevailed, they just basically come out and bashed the South Sydney forwards early and had their way with them. And that was what the Panthers will be watching in video, saying this is what's going to happen. And I think expect Coruscant to have a big game after having a week off. But Panthers for mine.
Panthers, yeah, hard to tip against.
Make it 15 in a row. Row your boat.
Right, then, so you go in the Panthers, then we move along to the Twilight game, which is Sharks-Raiders, Jubilee Stadium, kickoff at 5:30. Triple M not calling this game, but it's one of those games, MG, where there is a host of stars sitting on the, or resting, not even sitting on the bench, they're resting. The Raiders are resting.
Where do they sit, I wonder? Do they sit at home, or do they stay in the bubble and go to the game?
Well, I guess if you're resting them, you may as well let them be in comfort
might
at home.
Rest and, yeah, kick back.
Might as well really rest them. Chance Nickel Klokstad, George Willem, Jared Croker, John Bateman, Jordan Rapana, Josh Papali, and Jack Whiten are all rested for this one. So big, big names. The Sharks, yeah. Wade Graham, we'll see him running around at 5'8 with no Sean Johnson. Ricky Stewart made the comment that he'd rather go into finals with a healthy list than he has currently. So, you know, obviously not. I think he'd love the double chance, but he's okay if he doesn't get it.
Yeah, this is the only head scratcher as far as teams being rested, players being rested for their teams. Without Papali and Whiten, their odds dramatically lower. They're the two best players in their team, and without them, I think Sharks will win this one, which will give Raiders fifth spot. If they had their best team in on the field, they would have won. And they would have maybe, if things went their way, they could have finished fourth if the Tigers beat Earls. But there's a lot of ifs. I know that.
And
I get what Ricky says. You know, we don't know what kind of injuries these players have got. They don't, you know, they might have just limped to this stage and said, okay, you got me here, boys. Now I'll have a week off and enjoy fifth spot.
Well, a win for the Sharks likely means that these two teams will face off again first week of finals.
Yeah, and that's what, I suppose, that's another scenario that Ricky Stewart's played out in his mind. If we play them half strength and they beat us, well, they're going to be buoyed by that. And when we play in the... Do you know that if the Sharks do get beaten by the Raiders, that they'll be the only team in history of the top eight that haven't beaten a team above them?
Have the Sharks got into the eight and not beating a team above them?
Haven't beaten a team above
them. That's incredible.
That's incredible.
I mean, it doesn't bode well if you're a Sharkies fan listening to this, but that is incredible.
They haven't beat any of the top seven teams.
Saturday night footy, West Tigers taking on the Eels at Bankwest Stadium. We're not calling this one. Kickoff's at 7:35. The Eels, full strength. Don't worry about resting players. We want to get in. We want to take some momentum into finals is what Brad Arthur is saying. The West Tigers, on the other hand, unbelievably, they're trying to save their ninth position that they've owned for the last couple of years, MG.
They are. And there's a big chance they'll get it. But I think the Eels, even though they weren't at their best last week, Gutherson's game was fantastic. I think his involvement is paramount in victory. The Tigers, you just don't know what you're going to get with them. They could come out and beat Parramatta by 40, or vice versa. They could come out and get beat by 40. So, we caught a game against the Tigers and Rabbitohs a couple of weeks ago when Rabbitohs got out to a 20-point lead, and then the Tigers woke up. So this could happen again. I don't think so. I think the Eels, with too much to play for, they want to finish fourth and get two bites of the cherry. So I think they'll sneak past the Tigers in this one.
This, of course, will be the final time we ever see Benji Marshall as a West Tiger.
Chris Lawrence is in the centres, by the way, too, great to see as well.
Who has announced his retirement at season's end. There's a petition for Benji Marshall for the club to re-sign him for the 2021 season. 10,000 people have signed the petition.
Yeah, good on him. He's a popular character of the game. He has been for a long, long time, and I can understand that. Since 2005 grand final they won, and I think he came to the competition a year before that. So that's 16 years we've been watching his brilliance in and out. He's you know, obviously had a couple of years in rugby union, but what a servant to the game, and it's going to be great to see him strut his stuff.
I don't know
if he has another year in him, does he? Does he have another year?
Well, I know the Eels have got all the reasons in the world to win because, you know, they want to take momentum into finals and they need to. Otherwise, you know, they're at risk of being irrelevant. Their season of 2021, of all the hope, is at risk of being irrelevant. But, geez, the Tigers have got a lot of reasons to win this game.
Oh, of course they
have. A lot of reasons to win this game.
Yeah, they have. And every team, I suppose, you know, that is looking to finish the season on a high has the same reason and rationale. But, and these two are neighbours, so that's always good to get one over your neighbour. But I think the Eels will be too strong.
You go to bed, you wake up early, you go for your run, and then you settle in for the Sunday sin bin at 1 o'clock. Now, depending on how the sex change cut between the Titans and the Knights goes, Anthony Maroon will be either a jovial human being or a head between the knees sort of human being come Sunday when he turns up to do this show with Kenty and Hoops and Gordon Tallis. And I imagine Gordy will be the one with him square in his sights, a la Brett Hodgson and being ragdolled to the sideline all those years ago. Terrific show, and then we get into Sunday Arvo footy, where the Warriors take on the Seagulls. The Adam Fanua-Blake handover, I imagine that at the end of this game, they formally exchange. Adam Fanua-Blake is presented his
Warriors jersey.
Warriors jersey, exactly. He's not playing in this game, but and obviously the big out for the Manly as well is Tom Trbojevic, injured again. Also no Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, so a game that would normally have had two of the best fullbacks going around. Instead, we see Peter Hiku at fullback for the Warriors and Tavita Funa at fullback for the Seagulls.
Yeah, look at their best player, RTS, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. He mightn't have had the season that he wanted, but he's been their best player still. I think him and Peter Hiku have been fantastic for them. I think Manly might prevail on this one. I think Manly will want to finish the year on a good note. And as we mentioned with the Tigers and all them teams around that 16, 14-point mark, and I think they will. I think Manly will be too strong for the Warriors.
You think, really? Central Coast Stadium, Warriors home ground for 2020.
Nick Arima's been in good form for the Warriors too. He's one to watch. But, I think Manly with DCE. And Jake Trbojevic is still there and, you know, okay. Powell is still there.
This is the other, NRL's other testing game as well. The no impact on finals, so that they will test some of those new rules we spoke about. The bet dead rubber, exactly. And then we move to potentially the most intriguing game of the round.
Unbelievable game.
Dragons v Warriors at Jubilee Stadium. Sorry, Dragons v Storm at Jubilee Stadium. Kickoff is at 4 o'clock. Danganay, Nathan Brown and Wendell Saylor calling this one. But it's who's not there that is the real story. For a start, Corey Norman, not there. He's been dropped. Ben Hunt is also missing, suspended. So, you know, the two playmakers of this Dragons outfit for the season will not be there. But the Storm are without 12. And let me just run you through the names again. Branko Lee, Cameron Smith, Cameron Munster, Felice Kafusi, Jerome Hughes, Jesse Bromwich, Kenny Bromwich, Josh Adokar, Justin Olam, Nelson Asofa-Solomona, Suliasi Vunivalu, and Tino Fasua-Malawi.
Wow.
All out.
Yeah, all out.
Ryan Pappenhausen is the captain of this team.
Yeah, good on him. Well earned. And if you want a sneaky bet on this, Storm are paying $2.10, Dragons $1.75. So, bookmakers.
You could have got the Dragons at a lot longer before the teams came.
Yes, you could have. You would have had probably $8-$9. But look, if the Dragons don't win this game, Anthony Griffin might have second thoughts about what he's going to do the next year because Yeah, it's a game that Storm obviously can't go any lower than second. They know that. They're experimenting by giving all the peripheral guys who haven't had much of a run this year a game, which I applaud. So good on Craig Bellamy. They've earned the right to rest as many players as they want, as I said in the show tonight. They've got to where they have through a lot of adversity, as have the Panthers, as have the Roosters, as have the Raiders. So in my opinion, they can rest whoever they want. This is no ordinary year. This is an extraordinary year. And this is just like a State of Origin bye round. We don't complain when we see young players getting a run through them rounds. So I don't know why we're complaining when we're seeing these guys who have busted their ass all year finally having a rest leading into finals footy. I'd rather a full compilation of teams in finals, let alone the last game.
Who are you tipping?
Dragons.
Okay, there you have it. The final round of the regular season, round 20. Recapping MG's tips in case you missed them. Broncos to beat Cowboys. Titans over the Knights. Roosters to beat Rabbitohs. Panthers to get it done over the Bulldogs. Sharks to beat Raiders. Eels to beat West Tigers. Seagulls to beat Manly. And the Dragons to get a win over a very undermanned Melbourne Storm outfit. There are your tips for the round that will finish the regular season of NRL, and then we get into finals.
Well, we might do the finals podcast.
Well,
next week.
We absolutely will be doing finals preview podcast.
A little bit more in depth, eh?
Go heavy. Yeah. Might go deep.
I might get my Russell Crowe voice out there for that one.
All right, please don't.
Depends if my Rabbitohs are in or not.
They'll be there, Russ.
Great.